I got a mixed up confusion.
Did Governor Rick Snyder intend to name an anti-gay activist to the state Civil Rights Commission?
Or is this one that just slipped past him? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. Democrats and Republicans are both asking, what was he thinking?
Snyder seems to have rekindled the fight over LGBT rights in Michigan with his appointment of Ira Combs to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission.
Combs is a Pentecostal minister from Jackson. He is an African-American Republican. He is also one of the most prominent and active anti-LGBT activists in the state.
Which makes this one of the most controversial appointments to the Civil Rights Commission in a while.
And Snyder made the appointment as the Civil Rights Commission is being asked to enforce housing and employment protections for the LGBT community.
And as, even though this has quieted down for the moment, the debate over expanding the state's civil rights law is still hanging out there.
Snyder has endorsed an expansion to cover LGBT people, which makes this appointment even more perplexing. Now, Rick, you asked the governor if he knew about Ira Combs' history as an anti-gay rights activist before making this appointment.
I did, at a press conference a few days ago.
Were you aware of Ira Combs' views on LGBT rights when you named him to the Civil Rights Commission?
So you can hear this audio isn't great. So, Rick, what did Snyder say?
He said, quote, hopefully we can have a civil rights commission that recognizes that people can have differences of views, but let's work together on making sure that people are encouraging diversity.
So Snyder told you that Combs' background on racial justice and assisting people with disabilities was behind the appointment.
But he would not say whether he was aware of Combs' views on LGBT rights or if he finds those views troubling.
So does Snyder consider naming an anti-gay activist to the board to be, quote, encouraging diversity?
He won't say. And Bishop Combs did not respond to our request for an interview.
So now Democrats in the legislature are calling for a state Senate confirmation hearing on Combs.
Republicans not super anxious for that hearing.
Right, because they know it would likely become a rambunctious spectacle that would draw protesters.
This week, there is supposed to be a meeting between a representative of the governor and someone from the LGBT rights groups. We will see what comes of that.
We will, but one meeting is not going to settle this.
No, I think it's safe to say Rick Snyder has, with this appointment, guaranteed that gay rights and how this appointment should have been handled will be an election issue and a question the people who hope to succeed him will have to answer.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.